4:37 on the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO on this Thanksgiving Eve. And as I said earlier, Clay Jenkinson, our usual Monday guest on this program, was busy on Monday, busy on Tuesday, barely could get him today, but we locked him down. We have him right now on the program, and we hope we can keep him, maybe have him come back again on Friday, on Black Friday. Hello, Mr. Clay Jenkinson. How are you?
That is such a lie. You know, I was traveling on an airplane. I couldn't get the flight attendant to allow me to make a call to KFGO. Busy. I've never been busy. I've always have time for you.
You have your Facebook post today then was a blatant lie because you said you've just been busier than heck and you're all run down and ragged and frayed to the end of your wits.
Well, so. Some of that's true.
You're certainly run down, aren't you?
You know, I'm sure everyone feels the same way. You make a sprint until the holiday season begins, and then you're totally exhausted and dispirited. Then you realize you have to do malls, shopping, postage, overseas postage. you can't even believe what comes in the next 5 weeks.
Well, but you have to take an approach to life like I have, Clay, and that's
fishing.
No, you really don't have any friends, and you anger all your relatives. So that way you don't have to send out any gifts, and you don't have to expect to receive any gifts. So it's a really quiet holiday for me.
I guess that's why you should become a radio talk show host, because you upset everyone, and even your closest relatives think, just leave me alone,
well,
please.
The other day, and I went off on this on a YouTube video that I do every day after the show, but I was criticizing President Obama the other day.
And I
said this whole Obamacare thing
disaster
has been a disaster. It's been mishandled, and this could drag down the entire Democratic Party in both 2014 and 2016. And you would not believe the nasty messages I received from Democrats.
Oh, I know they want to defend this, but you know what? This is indefensible. It's indefensible to say that you can keep your policy and then have that not happen. It's indefensible to say that this is going to be smooth. And this is the best thing. This is the greatest progressive leap forward since FDR, and then screw it up so massively. I mean, it's absolutely unacceptable. The mediocrity of it is appalling, and it gives the right wing an infinite supply of kerosene to spend for the rest of their existence when they want to say government always screws it up.
When did we reach a point where you have to always support a certain person or party, and you can never compliment the other side? When I do compliment the right wing or the Republicans, which I do that sometimes, folks, you know that I do.
I think 1984 you did it once.
I'll take heat from the lefties. I always take heat from the righties. But this, when it comes to being honest with people, I feel like you can't even be honest anymore without taking heat from people for just giving your opinion. I mean, Obama screwed this up. The Republicans have been wrong to try to kill this thing at every step of the way, and Obama has messed it up so badly that, as you said, Clay, the righties now, the right-wingers, not Republicans, the right-wingers, have so much material for the next 20 years that this might crash the Democratic Party for the next two decades.
Oh, I think so. I think it's a grave issue, and I wrote about it 10 days ago in the Bismarck Tribune, and I got tremendous pushback from the left. How dare you criticize this? The same thing happened with Social Security. It all worked out. The Republicans are mischaracterizing the depth of the problem. These things happen. And I thought, you know what? It's not true. First of all, this shouldn't have happened. And second of all, the only way that this was going to be acceptable to the country, and the country was somewhat, maybe even largely skeptical about this thing, the only way it was going to work, Mike, as you well know, is if it rolled out beautifully and it turned out actually to lower costs and to make accessibility greater. If it fails in the way that it has, I mean, it has been an absolute disaster for the Affordable Care Act and for the Obama administration. I think it's going to lead to calls for impeachment. But the fact that it failed so deeply is a sign that, A, they don't know what they're doing, and there's no excuse for that in the 21st century, and, B, this probably sets back the progressive movement by years, maybe decades, because now when someone says, you know what, we should have a national identity card, or we should change our immigration policies, or we should have national aid to education. We're going to hear the same litany for the rest of our lives. Remember the rollout of Obamacare? Is that the kind of government initiative you like, folks?
Well, I'm not ready to totally flush the entire thing. We're not that far into it. Possibly
it
could be salvaged. It could work itself out. But I am upset with the president and his administration for A, having an awful rollout of it. And the point that you've made and that I've made as well is, if this is going to be your signature deal, if this is going to be it for you and your legacy, you damn well better make sure that it works at the start. You have to make sure the website works.
Well,
at
give
the
it
very
the skepticism.
Least.
In other words, this wasn't something like, you know, a bridge across the Ohio River somewhere. This is a massive, nationwide, gigantic government coordination of a new entitlement program. And so many people on the hard right, I'm sure you hear from them every single day, have saying this is terrible, it's socialized medicine, it's 1/7 of the economy, this is the worst takeover in human history. And now they are all affirmed. We've affirmed the worst, darkest, mean-spirited element in our culture by screwing up this massively. And it's not just Obama and Obamacare. I think it's much worse, Mike. I think it's any government-centered progressive initiative for the rest of time, you know, for 10, 15, 20 years.
I'm going to go to the phones. Joe in Yulin, Minnesota. You're on the Mike McFeely Show with Clay Jenkinson. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Clay is being a little bit unruly harsh on our president. You know, I don't know anybody got politically enough strength to call for impeachment. And, you know, he never has really done anything. So give him a chance. It's OJT, you know, if you know what I mean. And he'll come around.
I hope so.
And then it'll all be better.
Yeah. I hope so.
Thank you, Dan.
I hope that's the case. I think what Clay's point, and he can speak for himself, and what my point is that if you're going to do this, knowing all of the opposition, knowing that anything that goes a little bit wrong is going to be used against you and every other Democrat for time immemorial, you can't have it go as badly as it's gone. And you can't have lied about keeping your insurance when they knew all along that your insurance was going to be, you wouldn't be able to keep it if you did like it. You might have to go back in and get a similar policy, but what he said was not true, Clay. It just wasn't.
I don't know that they lied overtly, but they certainly were wrong. And so, first of all, you roll it out in a time of great anti-government skepticism, and it's a debacle. So the rollout, the website. Then we discover that not everyone gets to keep their policy. After he said, 39 times or umpteen times that was a guarantee. So now people have reason to think, hey, we voted reluctantly for something that was fraudulently presented to us. Does that remind you of the roll-up to the war in Iraq at all? I mean, when government does this, I'm with you. I'm nonpartisan. I mean, this is the worst screw-up of the New Deal Great Society of my lifetime. And it is going to have implications in every direction for a long time. And I think it's ridiculous not to hold Obama accountable for this. If this is your signature, get it right. And then I loved it, Mike, that those two bozos from San Francisco put together an infinitely better website in like 2 days.
Yeah, and it's my point all along, and the point I wanted to make with you and listeners was that we talk so much about partisanship and hyper-partisanship. If your guy does something wrong, it's okay to say he did something wrong. We don't have to blindly say hooray for Obama the same way that Republicans didn't have to blindly say hooray for Bush. It's okay to criticize your own guy when he deserves it.
And a head should roll. I think that Kathleen Sebelius should resign. I think that somebody has to take the hit. In a parliamentary system in Great Britain, for example, if this happened, the Minister of Education or the Minister of Health or the Minister of the National Health Service would immediately resign. And that scapegoating, it is scapegoating, but it's important scapegoating because it means we take this seriously. I mean, President Obama should be on national television in an address to the American people saying, folks, we have really screwed this up, and we now need your forgiveness, actual forgiveness, and we need you to give a little patience here to see if we can fix it. And if we can't, we'll come back and tell you honestly so that we can go back to the drawing board. Mike, this is not about whether we put up a new highway between Watford City and Williston. This is about people's health care.
Clay Jenkinson, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, just a couple of minutes left in the Mike McFeely Show with our great friend from Bismarck, North Dakota, Clay Jenkinson. I'm going to go right to the phone calls. Steve in Fargo, please make it brief because we're really short on time. Go ahead.
Hey, Clay, what's your opinion? Mike had this conversation, but I don't think the keep your doctor was the big lie. The big lie is the name, affordable health care. When you take a guy making 50 grand with two kids and tell him he's going to buy coverage he doesn't want for hundreds of dollars more than he's paying right now, when that happens to millions of people, which is how the plan is designed, the political fallout from that is going to make this lie about not being able to keep your doctor look pale.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Clay, your thought?
I agree. You know, the only way this was going to work is if it were nearly universally subscribed, and then it was still going to be an expense, because what we're doing is extending health care coverage to 30 or 40 million people who have up till now been emergency room health care recipients. I think we need to do that just to upset everyone from the other side. I'm for a single-payer, socialized, cradle-to-grave system, and I hope eventually we get that.
Kay, you're on with Clay Jenkinson. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I think everybody has missed the point on this. I don't think that it was a lie to say you can keep your plan if you like it, because I've been in the individual. I have had to buy individual health insurance for years. Insurance companies do this all the time. They make a change, and they increase your premium, and you end up going elsewhere, or they just drop you or whatever. And I think what happened is the plan was written so that if you liked your plan, you could keep it as long as the insurance companies didn't change it in such a way that it no longer met the requirements. So that's what the insurance companies did, and then they blamed everybody but themselves, and everybody seems to have bought that, including the president. I think that it would be better to educate people on that. And as to the question of cost, I'm 62 years old, will be 63 in March. My insurance was going to go up. I have paid $1,100 to $1,200 a month for a number of years to get insurance. On this plan, I've been on the website. I haven't been able to complete it for obvious reasons, but I've had very good service when I've asked for chat. I've waited less than a minute. That doesn't happen on Amazon or any other site. And at this point, my options, I've been given the options, and the highest amount I'm going to pay is like $480. So you can't tell me that everybody's a loser on this. I think the people that are losing are perhaps the people that have never had to pay in much of anything anyway. And frankly, it's the people who are really, you know, have never been able to afford any insurance that I'm most concerned about. And those people will be able to get it.
I need to let you go. A quick comment on her phone call, Clay.
All good points. There is blame to go around to everybody. The insurance companies, the Obama administration, the right-wing Republicans, the moderate Republicans, everybody. He's not alone, but this is his signature, as you know, Mike.
Clay, I want you to have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I will,
friend,
and
okay?
You too, my friend. I thank my life that you're in it.
Wow, that's high praise. Thank you very much. Hey, by the way, your column in Sunday's Bismarck Tribune, not to end on a goofy note here, but are you going to let your mom hover around the kitchen, Clay, on Thanksgiving, and are you going to tell her to go sit down
and
mind her
own
business?
She's looking over my shoulder now, so I'm going
to
say no comment.
She is not. Really?
She is.
Wow. Hey, can we do things on Friday, too?
Yeah, let's talk.
Okay, thanks, Clay. Clay Jenkinson.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, you bet. Clay Jenkinson, our usual Monday guest on Mike McFeely Show.